kosher oilim, and from the number you can see how kosher it is. That's a klal usually ishana. Something is a shisoy mitzvah. Achris choyizge ma'oid. Something that's always something that's kosher. It starts off mitzvah, it starts off small. Some things that are not so kosher start off with a big trask and a big tumul, and then afterwards you don't know what happens. But something that's kosher starts with a small seed, a small oilim, kosher oilim, and either that's the sham, it should grow, but the only aura that I have is called the Sudas Chizik. That's what I called it. So I guess I didn't call it a Siyim because it's not a Siyim Masechta, so I didn't call it a Siyim. But Sudas Chizik sounds like the oilim needs Chizik. That's the only toast that I think that you can have over here. That you need chizik. I think that's the cat. I think everybody else needs chizik. I think the other one here is doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing.
The chizik, the others.
That they should also do such a thing. And I'll be masber a little bit. It's the bomb shooting, but you know, sometimes you bring a few chazal and a few vetach, a few maises, it gives it a little more of a lamaisen. Having to say a few words here, and hopefully be able to be drawn Shabbalev. The Taka Choshev Yidin the Himi, the Oisik Taka, the whole night of this medish, the Shmoyer, the Profano, the ganze matzah that he has over here at night, Mamish, it's a Moyadik, Kovid Atoyde, and it's Ma'ad, the Kovid Shemayim, just the Zach itself. The sixth parish is Oisik Atoyde, all the Kiyomas Ba'oil. The Mon Brochus, some of the Schlagish Menayan, Shayin, the Toyd is Miskaimel, be Shemay Misatzmil. That the Toyd is only Miskaimel, somebody's Mamis himself on the Toyd, somebody's Mamis himself. Taka says, he Machshem is a little Vanessa's Noshim. The Toyd of Maisa, I saw the Chavetz Chaim, he's in the Sefer. Pshat in this Chazal, of Ein Tanis, only Shemay Misatzmil. Once had a fellow who had a store, and he used to have a quiz, learning, used to have a quiz to learn. And one time a person came to make a big order, and the wife is waiting for the husband to come home, and he's not coming home, and the kids are... She waits and waits and waits, and the customer is mamish getting nervous. And finally the customer leaves. The wife is all upset that the husband wasn't home. But finally the husband comes home, and he says, how are you? She says, you missed a customer, you fell off, we had a customer, he came, where were you? So I was learning. You're learning, but you know, he had a customer. So he said, what would happen, Chas v'Shalom, if I wasn't in this world? If I wasn't here, what would you do if I wasn't here, B'chalam? Achamei v'Esma, I wouldn't be here, what would you do? So if you're not here, so then I'll take care of myself, I'll deal with the customer myself, if you're not here. So that's the Pshat. In the Torah, Niknas, El Mishamei Misatzmei Alev. Pshat, when he learns Torah, he's not here. He's not here, he's not an address, he's not a telephone number, he's not somebody you could reach b'chlal, he's Memis Atzma, he's a Kibyochel, he's a mace, b'shaz when he learns Torah, says the Chavetz Chaim, that's the Pshat Mitzvah, and it's a Misha Memis Atzma, Eleo means that b'shaz when he's learning, klapi the rest of the world, even klapi the Choshev of Bnei Bayis, he's a mace, and in Stamma, that's the Schus Tak that these Noshim Tzidkonias have, that they have their husbands that are sitting learning Torah, and the Taka don't stare them, they let them, come, but this shows that they have to sit and learn, and their mamash memis atzma, the ki'ilu meisim, but all the shal toyed, and that's how the toyed is Taka going to be nicknessed, the toyed is going to be nicknessed by them. But the pshat I saw, in this chazal, the ene tanis, the mish memis atzma leh, but the cheta egel, the paradum comes to the cheta egel, kapar of the cheta egel, the cheta egel made two things. Cheta egel bought tumas meis, because b'shaas, and even when we kabbal the toyed, it was paskuz or mosong, they wouldn't have died. Chet Egel brought them back down. Achim ka'odim to Musum ka'avad esanti poilu. You're going to start. The Misa is going to come back to the world. So the Misa came. So they have to have the paraduma to be mitar tumas meis. That's the one of the aspects of paraduma. And the other aspect of paraduma of the parashas Chukas is the inyan of meimis atzma yaleh of the olish otoyel. Because one of the things that were lost from the Chet Egel was they got shikchas atoyel from the first luchas. In the first luchas, there was no shikchas atoyel. The person would learn, he would remember forever, he would never have to chazer, he would always remember. Shankim, when the Chet HaEgel came, they broke the luchas shriyas, there was shikchas atoyel. So that's why, ein atoyel niknas al misha meimis atoyel. Now, once there's shikchas atoyel, that's a fact, that the shikchas atoyel, the only way that we can bring back the luchas rishonis, that madrega that we were on, is through constantly chazorah, and chazering, and chazering, and chazering, and that's the pshat. That's the Maimis. The Maimis Atzmiyullah is the Chazorah that a person chazes his learning. And that's the second aspect that we have to be misakin after the Chet HaEgel, after the Shviris HaLuchas. So that's what these two things come together. This is Pasha Saitumis Meis, which is one of the Chalokim that came from the Chet HaEgel, and also the Shikchas HaToyim. And the Tikkun for that is the Maimis Atzmiyullah. So I think that this Chabura is Dicha Mekayim, that Tikkun. That's the Chor, the Nekuda, I think. One of the Nekudas. There's two Nekudas in this Nekuda. One of the Nekudas is probably Chazor. I saw a Maisa from the Binyamin Abinovich, the Gois Choshev Yid, he goes to Talmud Chacham, he goes to Tzadik, he's a Rav in the Charedis in Yishalayim. And he brings talks about Chazor. He was very, very big Hadrocha. He's thinking of a lot of Hadrocha, learning, Bifrat. He's a Rizika Talmud Chacham, but he had like a very, very simple, poshut way of teaching people how to learn. And he said that the way a person has to learn, the Erech Moshel, he says. The Moshel is, Shabiyoyim Echad Yilma Dav Gemara. One day learn a Dav Gemara. Velo Ya'ayim Bahar, but you don't have to be Ma'ayim so stark. Yom Beis, the second day, Yachzer al Daf Hazer, Oit, Pam, Yachzer again. Yom Gimel, Yachzer again. Yom Dalid, Yachzer again. And then he says, and you go to Toysvis, and you slowly Yachzer till the Gemara is a klor by you, and then you'll go on to Toysvis and Rishonim, and that's the way a person has Yisoid and learning. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Kol mekabel olav oil toyde, mevirim imenu oil malchus v'oil derechet. It's a person mekabel on himself oil toyde, the oil of toyde. So Chaim Veloshner says, and the Rechaim, and the Chavetz Chaim says, it's not all or nothing. The mevirim imenu oil malchus v'oil derechet, the oil of panos and the oil of malchus, doesn't get me moved. If you mekabel the oil toyde completely, so then you have no oil malchus v'oil derechet. So it goes, kefi the dargis. He says, a meister of the Chavetz Chaim was once quoting this Nefesh HaChaim. And there was a person there that was saying goodbye. In those days, there was a big problem, people being drafted into the army, Shiva Bachman being drafted into the army. And he questioned if it said, if there's no oil malchus, how come the Yeshiva Bachman being drafted into the army? Some Yeshiva Bachman are drafted completely, some Yeshiva Bachman are drafted for 2 months, and then they get released. So the guy asked him, he says, I don't understand. So Chavetz Chaim said it's not an all or nothing. It's kifi how much a person is mekabel on himself the oil toyda. That's how much they take away the oil malchus oil derechetz. Mekabel yourself a lot of oil toyda, so they take away a lot of oil malchus oil derechetz. If you mekabel yourself a little oil toyda, so then they take away only a little bit oil malchus oil derechetz. A benefit of a person that's mekabel himself oil toyda, and this chabura, this is called oil toyda. We're not shocking this chizik. It's not that we're trying to chas v'sholem machavek any other zdorim of learning. All zdorim of learning are choshev. And for care, it could be everybody here should have another seder. At least one more seder, but the key is seder of learning faster. Could be. It's a tzveita inyan. Of this inyan of a kabbal of oil toyder. The person sits on the same daf, he goes through it slowly and thoroughly. He tries to understand every word, then he reviews and he reviews and reviews many, many times. This is the taich of a kabbal olav oil toyda. And the more of such type of learning that's done, as that's as much as oil malchus for oil derechetz as you move, people think. The derechetz, you take, you work hard, you take care of more derechetz, it's not true. The derechetz gets taken care of through more the oil toyda. The more oil toyda you take upon yourself, that's the as much as the oil derechetz gets taken away. Maybe we don't understand how that works, and 1 plus 1 equals 2, it doesn't work in the way we think today, but that's what it says in Chazal. That's called oil toilet. Just to say a quote, Rambam. The Rambam says in the Mishnah, the Fum Tzare Agle. So the Rambam learns, interestingly enough, and so too the Meiri, they learn that the Fum Tzare Agle doesn't go on the rest of the toilet. The Fum Tzare Agle goes on Mitztare Batoilet. First, Mitztare Batoilet. Baruch Hashem today, the age that we live in, we don't have to be mitztar b'toyre b'ruch Hashem. There are those that still do, but most of us don't have to be mitztar b'toyre in the nusach and the language that it was many years ago. Mitztar b'toyre with gdachkis and anir, so mitztar b'toyre that we travel who knows how far to learn and to travel there are difficult roads and mises and ganze stories how they got to learning. We don't have that mitztar b'toyre. The taish, today's nusach, today's definition, I would think, of mitztar b'toyre means learning Torah be'in. That's the taich of mitztar b'toyda. It's much easier for a person, and his body likes it better, is that you learn Life, you learn easy, you learn quick, you learn fast, you make a lot of siyums, get a lot of publicity, get a lot of geschmack, then you make it every 7 years, you make a big siyum. That's not called the style of a Torah. Learn the Torah, learn the Torah, and a person should maybe be part of that also. The style of a Torah means when it's no publicity, and it's not finishing, it's finishing this line and this daf. Kiyudua, the middle diskin, he said that you have to be able to learn, he said from Chaim, he said from others, you have to be able to learn one block in 40 days and 40 block in one day. There's two inyonim, there's two mahalach, there's two chalokim of Torah. There's the 40 block in one day, which I don't think anybody can do today, but that's a, remember Shiva, Rabbi Shui, he said over there, the Chaim and his bar mitzvah, the day became a mitzvah, the Chaim. So he learned zvachim till daf tzadik, the day of his bar mitzvah. He learned 90 block. Zvachim to the tzadik, and Chaim said, Nichab zich gestelt, of yed the platz is medav zich gestelt. That he did also. That's one thing. But then there's the one blat in 40 days. It's another, but something else. That's today, that's called Mekabel Olav Oil Toyder. A person goes through something thoroughly, he understands it, he lives in it. I was thinking of a verse, I just quoted Me'idi. Me'idi says the same shot like the Rambam. Al-Fum Tzad Agad, the Me'idi says, Is'amu Batoyder. So Yimshach Mimenu Pri Nivcha. If a person's Omu Batoyder, so he will reap the good fruits. Shehu Asoga So Emes. Ki akriya b'menucha v'taynik, b'li yegir. If a person reads Torah, b'li yegir, b'menucha v'taynik. He leans back with a coffee, and somebody gives him a shiur, and he just goes through it. B'li yegir, loiteret chadrei botem. It will not go into his kishkes. And that's the yisoid. The yisoid of his, that the Torah has to go into the kishkes. I'm going to say a vort now. Sometimes it's just all like dumbass. I'm going to say a vort. I hope now I'm keeping the oil. I don't know if the program is over here, but I'm going to say a vort. We say in the Shoshana, you know, in Tammuz where we start thinking about the Shoshana, we say, Meloichal kol oilam kulay b'chvaydecha. So there's a kasha that the Welt asks, the Taz speaks about it in Simet Tov Kuf Pei Beis. What's that? Meloichal kol oilam kulay. It's like a double osha, Meloichal kol oilam. It's enough, but it's a kulay. So the Taz says that you need the kol oilam kula because the Rosh Hashanah is a concept of ruba gekula. It could be ruba is also kula. So it's say meloichal kol oilam. It could be not the whole world. It could be only rive of the world. Meloichal kol oilam kuloi means mamish the whole world. As always, the Taz. So the Yad Ephraim says, look in a certain sefer on this week's past week's parasha on the nusach we say in the morning. So it shouldn't say kulonu, it should say before, it says kol tzatzoeinu, kol tzatzoe amcho beis yisrael. What does it say? It says tzatzoeinu, tzatzoe amcho beis yisrael, kulonu, in the end. So he says that the pshat is, he says the pshat that, I'm sorry. I'm going to say a different word. So he says the shells to a passing pashas kaidah, kala eda kulam kedoshim. The other frame shells to kala eda kulam kedoshim. Two pashas. So pshas kaidah wasn't saying only Rav of the tzibah is kaddish. Everybody's kaddish, and that's what says the same lashon. So somebody shells to this word. You say kulonu yoyde shemecha v'loim nisosech. What's the pshat kulonu yoyde shemecha? You should say kol tetzoeinu, kol tetzoe amcha. What does it say? Tetzoeinu, tetzoe amcha, kulonu in the end. So somebody says Taisha that the kulonu something else. There's kulonu in tamas, in amount, in numbers. Then there's kulonu be'eches. We're not talking about, when we say tetzoeinu, tetzoe amcho, we're not talking about kulonu, all the tetzoe. That's not, that's takeh nichlal in tetzoeinu, tetzoe amcho. Kulonu yoyde shemecho means that our whole essence, our whole being should be yoyde shemecho. That's the Taisha. Kulonu is not a number, it's not a word for the numbers. Kulonu means the eches, and the quality of how much of the person is learning Torah, is living in Torah, and the Taich of Yoyde Shemecha, Al Chavus used to tell me that his father used to cry when he used to daven this bracha to say, Kulonu Yoyde Shemecha, that the Yidin should, that the kinder should be Yoyde Shemecha. They should know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. But there's another pshat, the Pashat pshat, the Mashal says in Sefer's brachas, Shabbos, the Mashal says that Yoyde Shemach is going in the Torah, because the whole Torah is Shemoisim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Kulonu, that our whole essence should be Yoyde Shemach. The Sassamis, the famous Sassamis, the Sassamis Taichi, Vaharev No Hashem Elokeinu, so he says Vaharev means the Lashon of Areva, mixed. You should mix us up into the Torah. The Torah should become part of our DNA. Rabbi Yankel Nussbaum told me from Taka because of the Chabura. He's telling me about, I think the Abdossin is the Rosh Chabura. No? Yeah? I heard. The Abdossin is the Rosh Chabura. He says, by Abnasi you can say, Vahar Abnasi Hashem Elokeinu. Mamash is a reingemisht. Sukkah is a reingemisht. It's mixed into his bones. That's the punkt of his day, the nekud of his day. The nekud of his day is Mesech Kisuk. So what more can a person want? That's the goal is not, I'm not going to say it, the goal is not to finish in Shas. That's not the goal. The goal of learning Torah is Vahar Abnasi. The goal of learning Torah is that the Torah should become a chelik of our DNA. We should live and breathe Torah. That's our goal. That's our goal. And that's the goal for our children. That's the goal for the Tzotzoi, Tzotzoi, and that's the goal for Kolam Chobes Yisro. We should become a shtick Torah. Simon Bochber, famous Meiser of Grossnas, he's a Rav in Johannesburg, I think it's his father, he was a Rav in England. He learned in Kamenitz. And he had a problem with the army, and he had to speak to, but he learned in Kamenitz, he had to speak to a Bochber. This Meiser heard from Mitzvah Shine. So he said that he came into the Bochber. He starts on Bochber, he has a problem, the giraffe, the mice. The Bochber is looking at him. He said it over again. He starts saying he has a problem, the giraffe, the army. After a few times, Bochber told him, I can't concentrate on what you're saying. I'm leading in a sugya. I can't concentrate. Go to the Reuven. Go to the Ba'edim Reuven. Talk to him. Bochbe used to say, everybody says, you have to have time to align to ton and land. You have to have time to get into it. You know, you need time to get into it. He says, ich darf 20 minutes erreichen zu ton von land. I need 20 minutes to get out of learning. That's what we want. That's what we must follow. We must follow. We should learn Torah. In that type of oifen, that we should have a hard time getting out of it, not to have a hard time getting into it. And the only way that a person can have to reach such a goal of having a hard time getting out of it is if you lick in the land. You lick in the land and you trach the land, you think about what you're saying, you chazu what you're saying. That's the only way it's shy. The only way, there is no other way. The only way it's shy for a person to become a zah mensch, that he's going to have a hard time to chareus the tongue from land. So I don't think this is a Sudas Chizik for this oilam. This oilam, this is they're doing the way it's supposed to be done. Somebody can't, he can't. Somebody have it. But this is l'chatchila. This is l'chatchila. Zoy daf melen. So we all need Chizik, and we appreciate that there is such a chabura. In fact, there is such a chabura. That's a chizik, that's the way you're supposed to learn. They're not impressed with numbers, they're not impressed with pomp. Sorry to be so sharp. We're impressed with the Vaharavna. That's what we're impressed with. And that's our tefillah. I'm a spell for the Shem de Chabura, the Shem Gans Klai Yisrael, the Emshin Zol Tzatake B'schus, such a Torah de Chabura, and it spreads, the oil of Torah gets spread. From such a little oilom, it's mashpia on the tzibah. The Ebshe Zohar, Mishchus the Tibur, Mishchus the Seam of this Pedic, the Ebshe should be Mizaka all of us, Vaharavna Hashem Elokeinu, Divisarasu Befinu, Fias Amach, Tetsoenu, Tetsoe, 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 Kulonu. We should be, our whole essence of our whole being should be Yoide Shemecha. We should live and learn, we should love Torah, we should live and learning, we should remember the Torah, we should be Mizaka and Taka the Chabegu, and like the Taka the Rechame Kodesh says in Parash Vat, the Tzav, a beautiful Rechame Kodesh, he says that the goals that we're in today, the goal is not going to be, the goyel is called Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the goyel Achim. Moshe is the goyel Rishon, and Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the goyel Achim. We're not sure it's Mashiach, but it's going to be with Moshe's koyach. And it says, Eloshim, L'chein is arech ha-golos. The goal is so long, ki kol oy she'ein oyskim ha-toyre. Ein Moshe chofetz legal om b'teilim en ha-toyre. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to be goyel, a nation that's b'teilim en ha-toyre. The Eloshim is oyskim ha-toyre. Oiskin, last week with Divrei Soyda. Like a person when he lives in a business, he understands. If you live in a business, if you're not going to live in it, you're not going to be successful. So all the Mepharshim explain, that's what last week with Divrei Soyda. Last week, the Torah has to be your Oisik. So Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to come be Goyal. until there's an Am HaOisim et Arbach Hashem, we see a tremendous ribui of Bnei Torah today, and yeshivas today, that the whole goal of the yeshivas is to make a tzibur of lasik b'divrei Torah. That's the whole goal. That's what they're doing. Everybody asks, why are they going so slow? Listen. They're doing it because they want the oilim to be a lasik b'divrei Torah. Baruch Hashem, this chabura is a hemshich of that chinuch. And this chabura, like this, those that are like this chabura, they're going to talk and bring Mashiach to Kegel the Meir Gemini.
Amen. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on.